That's right, A-Town. You know what it is. Second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Man, this is my Ticket Mike, man.
Ticket Mike. What's up, Ticket Mike? How can we help
man, what's going on with us, man? I've been having a little problem, man, with me and my girl, man. Me and my girl, I just had a child about 9 months.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, man. It's a little boy, man. It's a little boy about 9 months now, man. I done had, man. So, man, I just had to call, man, because my wife don't want to have sex with me no more. You know, I got a whole bunch of hormone pills around the house. Every time I try to touch her, she jumps. You know, we don't go out on dates no more. I don't know what's going on. And I'm trying to, you know, trying to make things right.
I'm sorry. Do you feel like this is you getting this type of treatment now after the baby? Or was this before?
This is after the baby. Like, well, none of this going on. Everything was perfect before the baby. But after the baby, I mean, things just totally changed. But I don't know why things changing now. Like, things have been changed, like, for the past 9 months.
Right, are you crying?
Just calm down, bro. Let's get on. If I wasn't getting sex for 9 months, I'd be crying too.
No, I was just wanting to be clear. I didn't know if he was crying or not.
No. I ain't crying. I'm just.
He wiped them tears
up. I don't understand.
You sucked them tears and pulled them back.
You pulled them back. All right, man. Let's get you.
What's your wife's name?
Tanisha.
All right, we're going to call her, man. We're going to get on the line. Listen, Mike, Ticket Mike, all you got to do is just.
Don't say nothing when fall we get back, on the phone. Let us handle it.
And we'll cue you in when it's time, okay?
All right.
Hey, man, I've gone through some situations, but a lot of times it's the opposite. Like, my wife wanted more sex. Every time I ever had a kid, they wanted more sex, and they didn't want to wait for 6 weeks.
Wow. I went through a similar situation because my ex didn't want to have sex with me. She was just ready for me to go.
Oh, she was done with
you. Yeah, she was done with me. She didn't want to do it no more. So.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Tanisha, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Tanisha, how you doing? You got a few seconds to talk, love?
It's kind of early. Who is this?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouty. And you this morning. Hell, we trying to figure out what's going on. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update. You happen to be the person that popped up in the slot for today.
That's right, man. Your husband called. And he said that there's a disconnect somewhere. He said y'all had the baby and you just done fell in love with the baby and he can't get no sex.
What? My husband called y'all because he wanted to have sex.
No, yes. No. Your husband called us because he hasn't had sex, apparently enough, or should I say adequate sex with his wife, whom would be you, I take it, right?
Let me get this right. My husband called the radio station to tell y'all that I was not having sex with him?
Yes, ma'am. The segment of our show is called Second Date Update, and that's what we do. We try to help people out the best we can, just so we're trying to help you right now.
Are you currently having sex with your husband?
I just had a baby. So right now I'm focusing on my baby.
How old is your baby?
My baby is 8 months. And so having sex with my husband right now is, one, not none of y'all's concern.
Okay.
And two, not none of my concern right now.
What?
It's all about the baby.
The baby be walking in a minute, though. Was you waiting for the baby to start walking before you start putting out again? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so harsh. I totally apologize.
I'm sensitive about this. One, are we talking about my sex life on the radio station, which is what I'm going to talk to my husband about. When he come home, talking about our private life over the radio station.
Well, Tanisha, I'm sorry. You don't get worked up, baby. Okay.
You don't have to.
Your husband's on the phone right now. You can talk to him about that right now. You can confront him and everything.
You playing a game? You worried about sex and having sex, but meanwhile we got a whole 8-month-old baby that we need to be worried about. You calling the radio station, acting like a kid when we got our own kid at home that we need to be worried about.
I told you
I am not in the mood. I was very clear about that. I gave you options.
You sound very demanding.
What I could do for you.
What type of options?
I gave him either the hand, the mouth.
The mouth?
The breath, whatever. But right now, I'm not in the mood for all that down there. I'm trying to get it together down there. I don't feel sexy. I'm fat as hell.
I go to work. I work 12-hour shifts every day. Every day.
Don't tell us, man. You need to talk to your girl right now. Tell
you
her.
What do you think I'm doing at home every day with an 8-month-old baby?
With an 8-month-old baby? When do you ever please like I please? When I pay bills? What do you do? When I'm on 12-hour shift?
Whoa.
What do I come home to? A dinner? Sometimes?
Yes. 2 days? You do. You come home to a well-cooked meal, a good fed, quiet, sleeping baby.
And a hard tail of
work. Over your head, and a wife that's willing to do everything but open her legs. I'm tired.
Three times out of the year. Three times. I ain't even no cheater, Shawty. I ain't even no cheater. I don't even go out here and see other women. Like, I'm a man by mine. And all I just wanted is for a pleasure. And you can't even give that. I'm breaking my back out here.
The options that I felt comfortable with, I gave those to you. And you want to be picky and choosy and tell me what I need to do with my body. I'm not going to stand for that. You ain't going to tell me what I need to do. I gave you what I'm willing to do and what I'm comfortable with. And that's all that I can do for you. Men think that they could just, when they get in these situations, they can tell women what they need to be doing and how they need to be feeling.
You always telling me what I need to be doing. I need to be doing this and that. You don't never have no slack with me. You don't never have no slack with me. When do you have slack on me? Miss three times? That's the only time. Only
Mike,
when you, like
when,
on the radio
when
right
you
now.
Push, when you push a 7-pound, 4-ounce baby out of your little vagina, and you carry that baby, you walk around with milk jugs on your breast, you let me know how willing and ready you is to have sex with me. When you do that, you let me know.
Okay.
Right now, that's me. I feel like a cow.
I would never know that, Nisha. I would never know, Nisha. Never know.
Okay. Wow. Hey, guys. Apparently, she's standing on her square. She's standing her ground, Ticket Mike. A-Town, y'all call us up, man. They not going to get hooked up with this $100 gift card from 100 into the Bethune Law Firm. But we is going to hook up these phone calls. Y'all call us. I got to hook up and talk about this. 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The Streets 94.5.